the manner born. Senator Robert A. Taft of Ohio.
Although Dewey is still the titular head of the party, Senator Taft was unquestionably running the Republican show with as much command as Harry Truman ran the Democratic team. They might each make the race for the presidency in 1952. They both made important speeches this week. The president in his annual State of the Union address to the Congress.
The threat of world conquest by Soviet Russia endangers our liberty and endangers the kind of world in which the free spirit of men can survive. Indeed, the state of our nation is, in great part, the state of our friends and allies throughout the world. The gun that points at them points at us also.
That was President Truman on Monday. Now, Senator Taft the next day.
I think the whole business of invading the world, Western Europe and making a military conquest of the world must look a good deal more difficult to the Russians than it does to some of those who are panic-stricken in this country.
We have joined together some of Mr. Truman's utterances of the past week and those of Mr. Taft's where they speak on the same subject, because we think they serve to illustrate rather clearly where it is that they differ and where so many of us are groping. It must be noted that President Truman was addressing the Congress and was very formal. Senator Taft was before the National Press Club luncheon and was perhaps more casual and conversational. Once again, President Truman, this time on the war in Korea.
Korea has tremendous significance for the world. It means that free nations, acting through the United Nations, are fighting together against aggression. If the democracies had stood up against the invasion of Manchuria in 1931, or the attack on Ethiopia in 1935, the whole history of our time would have been different.
Senator Taft on the situation in Korea today.
Yesterday, or on the press conference, I was asked directly the question, do you think we should withdraw from Korea? And I expressed much more mildly than appeared in the paper an opinion that I thought perhaps we should, particularly if it was going to involve us in serious losses to our army, to remain there.
The two leaders differ mostly on the question of Europe. First, Truman.
The defense of Europe is the basis for the defense of the whole free world, ourselves included. Strategically, economically, and morally, the defense of Europe is a part of our own defense.
Senator Taft on Europe.
I myself am very dubious about the policy. I think it is particularly a mistake for us to assume the leadership in a tremendous international army to face the Russians on the Russian border. I think it is much more likely to bring war than it's ever to bring peace.
Again, President Truman.
The people of Europe have confidence in General Eisenhower. They know his ability to put together a fighting force of allies. His mission is vital to our security. Part of our job will be to reinforce the military strength of our European partners by sending them weapons and equipment as our military production expands.
Senator Taft on Tuesday.
If we put our commander-in-chief in control of a great international army, we will be called upon constantly to provide more and more. It will be an American army. It will be regarded by the Russians as an infinitely more aggressive force. And if we permit the British and French each to build up their own armies for the time being, until they get to a point where possibly a joint operation may be possible.
Up until now, we have Senator Taft answering the president. Now, here is Senator Taft on strategy in Europe, and then Mr. Truman's answer.
Either we have to assume that the Russians are not going to engage in a military attack on Western Europe, or we have to assume that they are. If they're not going to engage in a military attack in Europe, then this is unnecessary. If they have made up their minds to attack Western Europe, why should they wait for 3 years for us to build up a great international army? What possible reason is there for their waiting?